This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. And here we go. This is Combat Pistol Craft with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing, sir?
Sorry, just fine, Mr. Bill.
I was late to my appointment after I chastised. Well, I didn't chastise him. I just made a big grandiose production about how I am always always on time, and I hate to be late and everything, and then I was late. So, you know, probably should have just kept my mouth shut, huh?
Yeah, why are you skylining yourself?
Anyway, as I was telling Super Dave, so I got my Glock 45. My Glock 45 is set up in this way. It has night vision sights on it, and it has the Timney trigger on it. And it has the thing with, and here's the thing for everybody to think about with the Gen 5 Glocks and the Timney. You gotta polish it a little bit on the metal parts of the trigger. If you do that, it's gonna run beautifully. It's not just to stick it in there. It's not a plug and play. You have to do a little finesse with it. Just remember that. My son figured it out.
Just be a little more specific on what metal parts you're polishing.
So on the back, towards the back, you got that. I would have to do it on video.
You're talking about how the housing and how it fits in the frame?
No, it fits in the frame very nicely.
So you're talking about actually polishing
the metal parts. Trigger. The metal parts. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
You want to be very mindful of the side that is really close to the frame. If you get out there and you're shooting and then you put some lubricant in it and you create this gunk that's made out of and that probably holds true with any of the Glock triggers. So I mean it took a while to get it to it. But now I don't know if you ever thought about this, Dave. For me, the reason I like the Timney trigger and the Glock is it feels sort of like, when it breaks, it sort of feels like a 2011 to me. Because it's straight on the pullback, it's not a curved trigger. And it breaks crisp like the 2011 does. So for me, that's
cool.
Yeah. So I've got the Glock 45 set up that way. Now I've got a Glock 17 that has the trigger in it, but I'm waiting on I will have the night vision sights coming in on November the 1st. Now, here's my question. Now, you have, at my age, we're the same age, we're both 62. Have you turned 63 or what? Is that coming?
November 2nd. So, I got like a week.
Happy birthday to you. So, you got 20/40 eyesight, though, at 63.
Correct.
So, you have no issue at all sticking the gun out there with the iron sights.
That's why I prefer to run iron sights.
Right.
I always have. But my vision supports it.
Okay.
You know, I bet you the next thing you're going to ask me is, do I use dots on guns?
I know you have some guns with dots on them, but I want to know your opinion.
Well, the thing is I don't need a dot because of my vision.
Right.
Now, I have dot guns, and I've run dot guns, and I enjoy running dot guns. And the fact of the matter is, I enjoy running a dot gun every now and then simply to get dialed back in on the higher level of intuitive stabilization of the pistol because the dot shows you every bit of movement in the gun.
Yeah.
That you can't see with iron sights. You see what I mean?
I do.
And I know that was a mouthful.
It's quite the eye opener when you see how unsteady you actually are, isn't it?
Yes, the dot shows you every bit of movement in the gun. So you have to intuitively figure out what you need to do to stabilize the dot enough to trust breaking the shot clean. Shot or shots, whatever mode you're in.
Right.
And of course, for example, if you've got a dot set up in an MOS fashion on a Glock,
right,
versus having it milled into the slide, it's going to be much easier to learn how to control the balance of the dot gun in rapid fire, and you know what you need to do to stabilize it to support hitting whatever target it is for whatever standard you're holding yourself to.
Right.
You know, there's nothing wrong with it. Dots are cool. And recently, it keeps popping up in conversations all around town that the Holosun and the quality of the Holosun. You know, the fact that it's made in China, but it happens to be, from what I understand, what, you know, I've basically been told and have observed, is it's pretty much the leader of the pack now,
right,
as far as dots go,
right,
because of its quality and some of its features. There's a model that's completely solar operated,
right?
So
there's some that are battery operated that have the solar backup to where if your battery dies and you stick it out there and it's hitting sun, you'll still see a dot.
Right. But there's some that are solar only.
Yeah.
There is no battery. But check them out if you haven't already. But the deal is I haven't felt it necessary to go to the expense of setting up, you know, a primary and secondary dot gun.
Right.
Because I don't use them enough to justify the expense, the expenditure. So, but I'll run your dot gun if you let me.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. And you told me that this was not a bad idea, man. So right. I have a friend that's a sponsor, and he will mill the slide. Both of my guns are Gen 5, not MOS. So he'll mill it based upon whatever red dot I find. I have another friend that runs a pawn shop, and I'm going to buy some used red dots and stick on there.
Okay, well, that's cool. But dude, dig this. Let me ask you something.
Sure.
That's pretty critical.
Yes.
I mean, this question could go a million different ways.
Right.
Do you, are you into the co-witness thing? Do you have to have iron sights on your gun?
So
on your dot gun?
Both of these guns will have night vision sights on them. And I had asked Super Dave if I needed to see if I could get it recessed enough to where I could see the dot or see the sights within the picture. You were asking me if I thought I needed a co-witness. I'm of two minds about it. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, the first thing that immediately comes to mind is I'm not sure if the Holosun on a Glock slide and milling it into the slide, if the rear sight dovetail is going to survive that.
Right.
So you may not have enough real estate to have a rear sight. So, dude, let me ask you a question. If that's the case, let me just tell you, jump to the chase.
Yeah.
If that's the case, if you can't put usable sights on the gun,
mm-hmm,
then don't just hang a front sight off the pistol if you don't have a rear sight to use it with.
Well, you just have a divot.
Because the only thing it's going to do is clutter your field of view,
right,
through the Holosun, through the lens of the Holosun. That's all it's going to do. It's going to interfere. I'm not a supporter or co-witness. There are some rifle setups that, you know, are acceptable.
Hang on. We're going to get back into this in just a second, talking to Super Dave Harrington. We just got to the good part. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is the last time you'll ever hear Super Dave without his theme music. We're going to have Super Dave's theme music next time he comes on. I should have had it today, but, you know, I'm behind on everything. And I'm like you said, I'm skylining myself. You were just now talking about what to do if you're going to do a red dot on, and we're getting to the rifle part. Tell me that.
Well, we just broached the subject of co-witnessing setup or co-witness setup on rifles. And the thing about it is there's a few setups that I'm familiar with. The bottom line is I don't support co-witness at all on rifles, handguns, whatever.
Right.
If I'm going to run a dot, then I'm going to run a dot. And I want to be able to see what's going on through the aperture or lens of my dot. I don't want to clutter it with iron sights. And the fact of the matter is, I've done the math on it, and I'll bet my life on running a pistol that way. For rifle setups, I dig on having whether it's a magnifying optic or an electronic optic sight, if it precludes me from using my vertical irons, the classic front and rear iron sights on a carbine, I QD the primary sight to the rail, and if for whatever reasons I need to use my irons, I just QD the damage sight off the gun. You see what I mean?
I do.
And if that's not a doable option, then deal with the offset irons on your AR or whatever you're using for a carbine.
Right.
Or, rifle. Deal with a set of offset irons if that's important to you. Just for the record, I have a couple of rifle setups that I have run for years with aim points. And I have no irons. The aim points are my primary and secondary sights. And I've never had a problem at all relying on either one of the sights to operate properly. You just got to be smart about what you're doing. But more importantly, in respect to setting up your kit and equipment, only you can decide what is good for you.
Right.
Based on your knowledge and experience. Now, you can always reach out to people and ask for guidance. But you got to remember that you are the one that are betting your life on your equipment setup. So you better understand your setup and use it to good effect, training and practicing.
Right.
Because that's all you're going to have when it's done.
Well, I'm taking the steps. One thing that I decided to do, and I'm very curious to see what you say about this. So normally, right, when I'm going out, mm-hmm. I'm carrying my stuff. The stuff I'm carrying is I have my pistol, I have my spare magazines. I have spare magazines in the car just in case. I'm carrying like three on me most of the time. I'm not super daved out all the way because I'm wearing sweatpants, right?
Right.
Don't have a belt. So just with the three, but I got spares in the car as well. I have a knife, I have a flashlight, and I have... in the car, I have numerous things, but I have a little pocket kit. If I'm wearing, like, cargo pockets or something, I have a little pocket trauma kit that I carry around.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty heavy.
Do you have any tourniquets?
I have one. I know I need more. But I'm going to, when I'm walking around and I'm just carrying a camera and I'm wearing a pair of shorts, during the summer, winter's a different story. I'm going to have to recalibrate that. But I've decided... that, like, with the G45,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to carry that with a Streamlight TLR-8 mounted on it and just do away with the flashlight that I'm carrying.
Okay, so you're going with a gun light combo 100% of the time.
100% of the time.
Okay, then who's doing your holster?
I've got a holster. Well, I would have. Isn't your guy out of country right now?
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I have an outside the waistband holster that I got by Odin that is designed for the G45 with the TLR-8 for outside the waistband.
Right.
And I've got an inside the waistband coming from We the People that is designed for that gun and that light.
Okay, cool.
And you
should be covered down.
Huh?
You should be covered down.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very I'm very pleased with that little combination. With the G17, I would probably go more towards outside the waistband, so I've ordered an outside the waistband from the same place for that. And with the G17, because it's a little bit longer, I have the TLR1.
Okay.
So that way I don't have to keep up with a flashlight anymore.
But let me ask you something, man.
Sure.
Why are you setting up a G17 and a G45?
Setting them up the same way.
And because, why aren't you setting up two G45s?
The only answer I can give you is so there's a gun shop here that will let me buy guns as a blue gun Glock because I'm a military veteran.
Oh, okay. Cool.
They did not have a G45 because that's what Ryan went looking for. They did have a Glock 17. Every class I have ever taken heretofore has been with a Glock 17.
Okay, cool. I get it. I understand.
So for me, running this again, you know, is sort of homecoming.
I got it.
Yeah.
You're used to it.
I'm used to it.
That's the best answer you could have given.
Yeah.
Because under ideal circumstances, you want to be able to move. You want to set your guns up to be identical if you can afford, and you have the reason for the necessity to have a primary and secondary combat pistol.
Right.
Have them set up mechanically identical, and you should work with both of them, where you can move seamlessly from one gun to the other without there being any negative cause or effect. That's where your confidence comes from in respect to having that set up in the first place.
But and you know what, I don't have time to ask this question because I know it's going to be a long answer and I want to hear the answer. But you know, let's head into the break, shall we? Super Dave Harrington, he's at Combat Speed LLC. He has a top secret project, and that's all I'm saying. And it's going to be one of those things when you become aware of it, this will be like an enlightening moment. I've been privileged enough to look at it, and I have seen this kind of work before from a different discipline. And I completely understand where it's coming from, and I look at it as a like work from somebody else that I wish I could have met. And I'll never get to meet him. But, hey, I do know Super Dave, so it's you know, it's still good. The glass is still full. And when we get back, I'm going to ask Super Dave the question. Yeah, the question. And we'll see where we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
USA News Update. In Maine, law enforcement is actively pursuing more than 500 leads and tips in their ongoing search for Robert Card. The 40-year-old Army reservist is accused of allegedly killing 18 individuals and injuring more than a dozen during a shooting at a bowling alley and bar in Lewiston, Maine. The United Auto Workers Union and GM are potentially edging toward a labor agreement. According to CNBC, discussions have persisted through Thursday night into Friday. The proposed deal would be modeled after the tentative agreement recently struck with Ford. Donald Trump and his three adult children are slated to give testimony in his New York civil fraud trial. Donald Trump Jr. is set to testify on November 1st, followed by Eric and Ivanka Trump. The former president is scheduled to testify on November 6th. They face allegations of artificially inflating their assets to secure more favorable loan conditions. Trump has denied any wrongdoing. John Schaefer, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, talking about guns and setting up guns and stuff like that and all these other things. So I guess if I do put dots, if I put a dot on the 45, I should probably put one on the 17 then, shouldn't I? Thoughts?
You keep. I'm stunned, man. I almost correct myself.
Yeah.
You keep asking me these questions, bro, in which only you can ultimately answer.
Well, but here's the point I'm coming to. You're talking about why would I co-witness? So if it was you, you would cut the dot in where it.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on, dude.
Yeah.
Allow me. Please allow me, man, because I want to clarify something.
Yes, sir.
Based on what you just said.
Yes, sir.
Remember what I stated was on a Glock. When you mill into the slide, you may, because of the sight's housing,
right,
and the construct of the Glock,
right,
you may get into the dovetail for the rear sight may not survive that milling action.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, don't be a goofball, because you obviously can't put a rear sight on the pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a goofball and put a front sight on it just to fill the hole in front, because all that does is become a visual distractor in the lens of the sight.
So you just answered. You answered the question without me asking it. So you would run it so it would be smooth other than the dot.
Bam.
See, I got to figure out how to. If we're going to do that, I want to figure out how to fill that hole in, or at least plug it to where, if I ever decide.
There's no reason to, man. I mean, you're talking about something that is aesthetic at best.
Yeah.
But
you would run it with just nothing on
there. Actually, you could. I'll tell you what, man. Why should I say anything? Go ahead and invent a little plastic plug that you can slip in there and pressure fit in to seal the hole.
Right.
And charge a dollar a piece for them, man. See what happens.
Call it the Super Dave Smooth.
No, man. Just call it whatever. But capitalism reigns, man.
Capitalism reigns.
Maybe you could sell enough of them to make it worth your while.
Are you not considered to be a heretic for getting out there and saying you should never co-witness? I agree with you. I think, some of these guys get out there and they're like,
what does that mean? Does that even mean?
Well, you know, you're going against the grain of the dogma.
Dude, I was never part of the dogma to begin with.
Well, I didn't think so, but I mean, there's some people that you know that or know of you that would probably look at that and say, yeah, that tells me all I need to.
Well, anybody that knows me understands and remembers that I've never dug on co-witness anything. So,
I kind of think that's a distraction because you should be looking downrange at the target, not worrying about what's in the sight, right? All that should be in the sight is the target. Am I right?
If you're running a dot, yeah. If you're running a dot.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, even if you're running a dot and you have it effectively set up
right
to co-witness, you're still having to consciously, to an extent, ignore them in the first place.
Right.
To an extent, until you get used to ignoring them being in the way, so to speak, and understanding what the working relationship of your zero dot is with the position of the irons on the gun.
Right.
And you got to get used to it, but I'm not saying I've never tried it. I've tried it, and I never liked it.
Right.
And I've never supported it. Just because of what I've clearly stated already.
Right.
I think it's problematic at best. You know, spend money on a good mount for your primary aiming tool and QD it on and off your rifle. And have a legit set of iron sights on it.
Right.
On a pistol, you have to make sure that based on the make and model of the pistol and the make and model of the dot sight you want to put on it, will support co-witnessing iron sights or dot. You may or may not have the real estate on the pistol slide to do it, you know. See, it's kind of like co-witnessing a pistol.
Right.
Is like, why? I mean, you're already, I don't know, I just see it as being problematic.
I discovered something, and I sort of understand what you're saying. When I was, the day that I went out to the range a couple of weeks ago, I should be going to the range more often, but I don't get a chance to. But I took the Glock 43 with me. Now, the Glock 43 is for a specialized purpose. If I'm out there and I'm moving a lot and I'm having to do a lot of twisting, I'm probably going to carry that if it's going to be a lot of movement just because I just prefer that. I don't want to lose the gun. I want to maintain control of the gun, that kind of thing. When I was shooting it, I found that at about 7 yards, I had a better time of it just point shooting with the gun than trying to find sights on it because it's so small.
Understood.
Yeah. And I mean, when I was point shooting center mass, it was great. I mean, I could shoot fast and, you know, as fast as 6 rounds could go. It's not exactly a fire, a torch or anything, but I mean,
right.
That was a bit of a mystery to me.
What do you mean, mystery?
Well, I mean, I've never been.
Why you were able to hit so well point firing?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, no, I can tell you exactly why, dude.
Tell me.
When you go to the 43, the one advantage the 43 has over most what I would consider pocket pistols, because the 43 kind of pushes the Glock into the pocket pistol realm, but it's 9mm caliber. which a lot of people recommend as the minimum caliber for human type targets. Now dig this. If you're legitimately carrying a pocket pistol,
right?
And I'm not saying you have to carry it in your pocket. However, a pocket pistol is generally comfortably fired in one hand, and it's of limited capacity, no more than 10 rounds.
Right.
But in some cases, considerably less. But the deal is, when you opt to carry a pocket pistol, regardless of the caliber, the way you conduct yourself, you should be on a heightened level of awareness, because now you're working with a smaller pistol that's can be problematic of getting it into action. But the sights are so small and rudimentary at best on most pocket pistols, so they don't snag the right gun coming out of your pocket.
Makes sense.
They're virtually useless as cartridge sights as we know them,
right.
on a combat pistol. You see what I mean?
That makes perfect sense.
And besides, dude, you bring up a good point that I'd like to reinforce.
Well, I'll tell you what,
I know.
Reinforce it in the last segment because we're coming up on the next.
Absolutely.
No sweat, man. Super Dave, Combat Speed LLC, is the website back up yet?
Negative.
But on Facebook, S. Dave Harrington, go check him out there. Things are coming. Dave has many things in the hopper, and that's as much as I can tell you. I want to see them come out. I want to see what they look like. I have an idea of what's about to come. The one thing that's going to come out of this, though, is it's going to be something that a lot of people in my world are going to look at that and go, wow. And that's all I'm going to say. And you can find Super Dave here every Friday. He comes every Friday, and he joins me for the second or first hour. We talk combat pistol craft because first time he ever lays eyes on me for real, he's probably just going to slap me a few times just to get it out of his system. I'm sure I've built up enough of that pressure to where he's got to slap me silly just to get me straightened out. I look forward to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. He was about to tell me about a good point with these little pocket pistols like the Glock 43 that I took out and tried to run and stick out there and get a good sight picture. I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. I get out there and just run it as a point gun, center mass. I'm obliterating the X. Still don't get it. Anyway, you were about to tell me.
Right, dig it. But right before that, or on the right before the last break, you went all telekinetic on me and busted me out.
Yeah.
How did you know? Here's my question. Quick question.
Sure.
How did you know I wanted to lump you up a little bit the first time I meet you?
How'd you get that? I probably asked some pretty dumb questions.
Now I'm going to have to hang back on it.
No. Why?
Ambush it another time. Anyway, but dig this. Check this out.
Yeah, yeah.
In respect to your question,
yeah.
Don't spend, based on the, and it doesn't matter what kind of firearm you're working with, if it has rudimentary sights, you know, on it at best, don't spend the rest of your life aiming when you should be firing. And if you're, you know, legitimately carrying with a permit, or not, wherever, just the key word being legitimately carrying, and you're using a pocket pistol, it is a point firing pistol. They're meant to be point fired.
Right.
It has sights on it just because who knows why, but they're rudimentary at best to prevent snagging out of the pocket or getting it into action, however you're carrying it. From wherever you're carrying it. But if you try to use, you know, the typical sights that are on a pocket pistol, what's going to happen is you're going to be the dude that gets tapped while you're aiming. You're going to find out real quick you just spent the rest of your life aiming when you should have been firing.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with firing and missing. You just got to adjust and get on target as soon as possible.
See, I get a lot of my friends when they watch me shoot, they don't understand what I'm thinking when I start shooting a gun at a target because I see somebody shooting at me downrange. That's what I'm envisioning. So when
they know what to do.
Yeah, but most of them don't do that. They don't. They get out there, they pull the gun out. They're very deliberate about it, and it's almost like I can't not miss this one point. And I'm just thinking to myself, I can't wait.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about how you commit to the engagement, the initial engagement?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're absolutely correct. Get the gun out of your pocket and begin firing. Just to gain the edge. Hopefully you're hitting. If you're not hitting, then hit. Do what you got to do to hit.
Right.
But a pocket pistol is a point firing weapon.
Right.
Now check this out. Look at using a full size, okay, look at an S-Dave rig with combat pistol.
Right.
Full size combat pistol. If I do find myself in an ambush, I am going to point fire as hard as fast as I can. And once I commit to making the gun go bang, the gun is not going to stop going bang until I get the appropriate response from what I'm shooting at.
Right.
Now, that does not mean that I keep the pistol in a point firing position. If I can get the pistol up and out as fast as possible and point fire, say, 3 or 4 rounds at or into the target, I still want to continue to position the gun in a manner in which I can use my sights to deliver follow-up rounds if required by the actions of the threat. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
You don't just mount the gun and like keep it down by your hip and, you know, pump 3 or 4 rounds into the target and call it good.
Yep.
That's out. There's any number of ways of doing this. You know, do your point firing at like 7 yards. Once you're comfortable doing that, do it at 10 yards and point fire to the chest while you're driving the gun into position to get both hands on it to use the sights to put several rounds in the head. You follow me?
I do.
So you're just kind of driving the gun from low to high, but it's consistently. You know, you started out point firing, but then you were able to visually shift to using your sights and getting precision hits. So you did this. I think for entry-level shooters, too much emphasis is placed on using the sights and firing in a manner in which you're going to set yourself up to be able to use the sights effectively. You got to know the difference. You don't want to inadvertently find yourself spending the rest of your life aiming with the realization that you should have been firing as you expire. I know that was a mouthful, dude, but that's what I got.
Well, I mean, so when you get out there, you got to be deliberate, but you got to be quick. You got to get out there. And I mean, it's almost like, I'm going to tell you what it reminds me of. When I was, did you ever take Morse code when you were in the military?
Oh, man, I failed miserably, dude.
Well, I got qualified in it. I was 1 Alpha 4. And what they taught me in Morse code is to have confidence in your first thought of whatever just got sent to you. Don't sit there and think about it because the next one's coming right behind it, right?
Right.
So with that, I've applied that to everything. If I get out there and I do something and I think this is great,
that's
boom.
Very cool.
Yeah, send it. Let's not get out here and get up and make a, you know, let's not debate about it. Let's not be deliberate. Send it.
Right.
And so I do that when I'm practicing shooting. And I mean, you'll see this hopefully one day. And when I'm out there and the gun comes up, when the gun is on target, it's going to go. I'm accused of doing the brass rainbow.
Huh?
And that's because if I'm shooting at someone, there's probably a very good chance they want to shoot at me. And I've heard those kind of things sting a little bit when you get one of them.
Mm-hmm. I never heard of it put like that before, man.
What's that, the brass rainbow?
Brass rainbow. I had to think about that. That's pretty cool. You got me.
Yeah, so I get accused of that on a regular basis. But that's just because, and that's why I run the guns that I try to run, or I, like with the Glocks, I go with the Timney trigger, because I look at these things and I'm just thinking, shots downrange, I'm aiming at something the size of a pie plate at 15 yards, I want to hit it every time. If that was a human, I win that gunfight. So that's all I'm thinking about when I get in that. I've got friends that are more accurate. They can, you know, shoot ping pong balls sitting there at 20 yards and all that other stuff. But it is right. A very slow, deliberate shot. I'm not that accurate. I'm not as accurate as they are. But they're not as fast.
Well, hey, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Sure.
You were going to ask me a question earlier.
Yeah.
You kind of alluded to some things, and you were going to ask me a question about it. Did you bail on that? Or did you just forget or what?
I just forgot. We just organically went somewhere else. Well, no,
okay,
you answered the question. What I was going to ask you was, if you put a dot on a gun so you're running the gun smooth, you don't want any backup sights at all. You don't want nothing on top of it.
Okay, bam. I'm surprised. Yeah. I was like thinking, I don't know why that cropped up in my mind. I was like thinking, wait a minute. He just said
that's because you answered the question.
I couldn't remember if he did or not.
You answered the question without me asking it.
Oh, that was that one. That
yeah.
was it.
Yes.
You never asked the question because I answered it before you did it.
Yeah, you know. So,
all right.
While I was getting telekinetic, you were getting you were going with that extra sensory perception and throwing me the answer before I ever had to ask.
Well, I didn't want you to think you know, I was running you over or anything on your own show.
Well, you know, it's talk radio, Dave. We got to talk. You talk, I talk. Sometimes we both talk together.
Right.
It's all good. I'm just here having a good time. I hope you're having a good time too.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah. So
I always enjoy visiting with you, man.
Yeah. So all that remains now, I can't tell you what's about to happen, but in the background, I'm about to things are about to happen. And
what time is it?
Well, no, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to go any deeper.
Oh, wait a minute, dude. Okay. No, I got it. No, dig this, dude, since you brought it up.
Well, you got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds.
That's cool.
Yeah, go.
The program description, I made it as a post in a thread of a post on Facebook.
Oh. So while I've been keeping the secret, it's out there in the open now.
Well,
listen, I did my job.
No, people didn't know it was supposed to be a secret.
Oh, okay. Well,
until now,
silly people,
you put it out there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't put it out there. I alluded to it. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
No sweat, Mr. Bill. Always enjoy.
Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed LLC. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.